So for them to say, well, you know, they're totally depraved. And here's the thing. If you ask them, how is that? They'll say this. Well, look, just think about it. Can a dead man believe? They'll say that. I've heard that before. Can a dead man do anything? Does a dead man have any emotions? Can a dead man get, you know, can a dead man walk? Can a dead man talk? And they'll say, well, people are dead in their trespasses and sins. It's like, ooh, dang, he got me. Well, here's the thing. Yes, dead men can believe.
Amen.
And by the way, do you remember in John chapter 11 when Jesus Christ calls Lazarus out of the tomb?
Yeah.
What was Lazarus? He was dead.
Amen.
So yeah, he can. And he came out of the grave. And yes, he was hearing. Why? Because the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Right.
So the fact that someone is dead in their trespasses and sin does not negate their ability to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it negates their ability to have their own righteousness. Right? They don't have their own righteousness before God. Their righteousness are as filthy rags, as the Bible says. But that does not negate the ability to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Nor in the Bible does it say that. And here's the thing, go to Ephesians chapter 2. Here's the funny thing about this. Calvinists are notorious, just like anybody else, just getting one verse and just basing off their doctrine off of that one verse. Because they get this whole, you know, can a dead man believe? You know, they get that from Ephesians 2, where it says that we're dead in our trespasses and sin. Well, I think they neglect to read verse 4. Okay? Because look what Ephesians 2, 4 says. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved.
Right.
You think, yeah, I do think that. The Bible says right there.
Amen.
Even when we were dead in trespasses and sin. The trespasses and sin is what he's talking about in verse number 1 and 2. And here in verse number 4, making the same correlation to verse number 2 and 1, he says, we were quickened together. I mean, what do you have to say about that?